Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. The latest Shakey poll has identified America's top seasonal images. Pollster George Shakey says the results were predictable and reassuring.
Number six was chestnuts roasting on an open fire, though very few people have actually eaten roasted chestnuts. Image number five, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Number four, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Number three, folks dressed up like Eskimos. Eskimos themselves weren't impressed by this image, but they're a rather small demographic. Coming in at number two, turkey and a mistletoe. And finally, seasonal image number one, according to our poll, tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. Although some people found this image spooky, especially if they'd seen Night of the Living Dead.
George Shakey, president of the Shakey Polling Organization. A raucous disturbance last night led to a lot of confusion and an early closing time for a local club. Zelda Plowright reports.
It's thought that Yuletide treasure was the cause of the riot, which began when a group of people barged in and proceeded to deck the halls with boughs of holly. Mary Measure was an eyewitness.
They just came in and took the fence over. We tried to get them to tell us who they were and what they wanted. Mostly they just said, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la, over and over and over again. It was so frustrating.
Scary.
The police report quotes one reveler as saying, "'Tis the season to be jolly." A group of them proceeded to don gay apparel and troll the ancient Yuletide carol. One harp was struck in the melee, and a Yule was described as blazing. Zelda Plowright reporting.
The State Department is denying rumors that three kings were injured in an explosion. Chuck Upchurch reports.
The three kings from the Orient were bearing gifts and traveling far over moor and mountain, field and fountain, following a star. But then rumors began to surface. Bobby Remling of Spike Jones Elementary was on the receiving end of one of them.
Well, what I heard was that three kings from the Orient were smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded and exploded. That's what I heard, in the locker room anyway.
In fact, the three kings reached their westward destination safely and without incident. Authorities are trying to track the source of the rubber cigar rumor. Chuck Upchurch reporting.
A living snowman was reportedly playing with children in a local park. Captain Ron DeLay is a police spokesman.
The suspect, answering to the name Frosty, was observed coming to life after donning an old silk hat the children found. He is described as being white, very white, about 6 feet tall, with a corncob pipe, a button nose, and two eyes made out of coal. The public should be on the lookout for him and should not, I repeat, not try to apprehend him. He was last seen running here and there all around the square saying, "Catch me if you can." He is said to be armless.
Police spokesman Ron DeLay. There were numerous complaints at a public hearing last night about regular disturbances of the peace involving the driver of a one-horse open sleigh. One of the complaints came from area resident Bill Bobtail.
Well, I like a good time and fun, you know, sleighing songs as much as anybody. But night after night, the bells, jingling bells, really get to you. Your jingle bells, jingle all the way, back and forth and back and forth. And they're laughing too, you know, laughing all the way. It just gets to you, you know? It really does.
Authorities say the nightly jaunts by the one-horse open sleigh dashing through the snow should end after Christmas. A holiday workplace drama has come to a seemingly peaceful end. Forrest Grimm reports.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Those who have seen it have said it glows, which led to some trouble at work.
All the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, and they kept him out of the games. I didn't, but, you know, I said go easy on him, and no one listened, so I just went back to calling them names and stuff.
Then, one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa, the reindeer rancher, let Rudolph fly at the head of the pack. Instantly, the situation changed, and those reindeer who had taunted him now loved Rudolph and claimed he would go down in history. Understandably, Mr. Red-Nosed has a hard time reconciling what happened to him.
Well, you know, one moment I'm nobody, then suddenly everything changes. But, you know, I'm no different. I think there's too much emphasis on this culture, on loving us for what we do, as opposed to just, you know, just loving us for who we are. Inside, you know? Now, suppose it hadn't been foggy and they kept on teasing me. I might be on the roof right now for an entirely different reason.
Fortunately, this story had a happy ending. But how many other cases of taunting have gone unnoticed? Forrest Grimm, the North Pole.
And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.